very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to the Women's Round Table. I'm Marvelous Ntanganyahuye, this Thursday, February the 17th, 2022. Where on the program tonight, we will be speaking about some of the issues facing women as the COVID pandemic continues, and we'll also be taking a look at what's happening in politics and all around the world. I'm Marvelous in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga. Yes, Marv will be touching on the also on the by-elections, the preparations for the by-elections, and what women are doing this time.
Yes, and as what Fan has just said, the big news in Zimbabwe at the moment are the by-elections. But let's take a look at what is happening throughout the world regarding some other issues that women are facing.
Fatima, who does not want her real name used, is a rape victim. She's also wearing a mask to protect her identity. Fatima was on her way home from evening prayer in April 2020 when she was assaulted by two armed men.
They had a gun to my head and a knife to my throat as they took me into the building. They raped me and they kept taking turns while they were stabbing me during the act.
At first, she was too afraid to report the incident to the authorities. Her rapist threatened to kill her if she told anyone. But like many residents in Jos Plateau State, Nigeria, every Thursday evening, she listens to a radio show where victims of gender-based violence talk about their ordeals. Fatima eventually broke the silence.
Case has been in court and it's been dragging. I need your help to be able to push through with the case. I want justice.
Nanjina Dang is the host of Silent Voices, a show on the local JFM radio station. Nadang says the program reaches 100,000 listeners every week.
When they are telling me their problem, they feel like this is a safe space. Times I go emotional on the show. There are times I go blank because when you hear some cases, you wonder if we have normal human beings again on earth, because some people behave like monsters and it's really disturbing.
To help victims get justice, Nadang works with the International Federation of Women Lawyers, or FIDE. The nonprofit offers free legal representation to victims who report cases on the radio show. But FIDE's representative in Plateau State says getting justice for victims is not easy.
So much bottlenecks. So somehow we encounter some delays. But, you know, our presence also gives us a lot of breakthrough. You know, there are cases that ordinary people would report to the police and they are not being given the necessary attention. But the moment they call on FIDE for FIDE's intervention, the moment we appear, the police will hasten the process.
While Fatima's rapists have yet to be convicted, FIDE will be monitoring the case. Meanwhile, the radio program will continue to help the victims of gender-based violence.
Share your story with me via Silent Voices with Nanji at gmail.com and tell me whatever sexual and gender-based violence issue or human rights violation you're facing.
Timothy Obiezu for VOA News, Jos Plateau State, Nigeria.
We are hearing there from how women in Nigeria are using radios to actually report some victims of to report about what they are facing regarding gender-based violence in Nigeria. So their report was compiled by a VOA reporter just telling us exactly what is going on. Let's take a look again at what's going on around the world.
Students in Zimbabwe are still unable to attend classes, even though that schools closed during the COVID-19 pandemic were due to reopen on February 7. That's because teachers are refusing to go back to work. The teachers currently earn less than $100 a month and want better pay. Meanwhile, students are reading on their own or heading back home, like this 16-year-old student.
My appeal is for a salary increment for teachers so that they come to work because we aren't learning. It's like we are paying fees for nothing. It's painful as my parents are struggling for it when I am not learning at all.
The pay dispute goes back to October 2018 when the government stopped paying teachers in US dollars, switching to the reintroduced Zimbabwean dollar. The new currency has steadily lost value, effectively reducing the teachers' wages. Obed Masaraure, the president of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, says the instructors want their old salary restored and says the offer of a 20% raise amounts to almost nothing.
We asked for the restoration of the value of our salaries, which were robbed from us by the government of the day. And the message is clear to the government that we need our pre-October 2018 salaries of USD 540. We know these shenanigans of adding an extra dollar to our salaries, that doesn't add up.
Government officials see the ongoing talks in a different light and are optimistic of a successful resolution.
In many ways, we already have a breakthrough. The leaders of the workers have, to a very large extent, welcomed this package, and they are only saying, let's discuss how it's going to be implemented.
The teachers and the government are expected to meet over the weekend to resume negotiations. Meanwhile, students wait to resume their studies months after the pandemic forced their schools to close. Columbus Mavunga for VOA News, Harare, Zimbabwe.
We are hearing there about the situation in Zimbabwe schools, and there is currently an impact regarding the situation in schools. We've seen that some of the teachers have been asked not to come back if they do not sign the contract.
Yebo ke mavelasi lapho ke sizwe sibonile kubo mabona kude bekhuluma siqale ngomfanekiso nje ukutshengisa ukuthi abesifazana baqhubeka njani khona le kwele Nigeria nokuthi bavika njani izehlakalo zodlakela emapholiseni kukhanya kule nhlelo ezifakiweyo ukuthi zibe mqoba njalo ziphathise abesifazana. Sabona njalo-ke kukhulunywa ngodaba lwababalisi okuyilo olusegudwini kulezi insuku besithi bona bafuna ukwengezelelwa iholo. Sibonile ukuthi uhulumende ke wathi uyabaxotsha kodwa umthethandaba wakumisa. Wabhala njalo futhi uhulumende wathi labo abangayiyo esikolo mbabafika bengafundisi labo kumele-ke beziphathe njengokuthi sebetshile umsebenzi, kodwa labo bathi bakuphikisa lokho njalo uhulumende kakukhuphe lokho kasimise leso sinqumo. Bamnika kokuthiwa ngesiNgisi ultimatum i-Public Service Commission. Yizo-ke ezinye zendaba lezo esiyabe sizicubungula lapha. Sikhangela njalo le mkhankaso eqhutshwa ngabesifazana emningi esingathi yama-by-elections. Sikhangelele ukuthi kube nonkosikazi Cora Ndebele lapha ozabuya abe lathi kuhlelo, kodwa sisamelele ukuthi abuye whilst we are still waiting for her to join us live. Asizweni-ke umkhankaso wakhe awuqhubayo othi be a vote, a registered voter campaign.
I'm here to introduce a peer registered voter campaign. Not to happen non-voters is the same. 0 tolerance to non-registered citizens in our homes. Kutala Mungako, Abantwan, your maid, Amalot, all of them should appear on the voters' form. Umtana Wonka, who is 18 years and above, should register and appear on the voters' form. Let's enforce this for mom. If not, our constituencies are, I'm a 7 and 8, they will be reduced. This will mean we would have a few representatives in parliament. And the national church is set according to the constituencies. Local Gucho Oguana, you will get a small slice of cake in the national cake simply because our constituencies were reduced over Singa Api in the voters' room. Obaba, they should go and register. Abantwana, they should go and register. Let's push this woman. Umntwana ongarejistanga ungamphakeli. No place for umntwana who doesn't appear on the letter or on the voter roll, and if he or she is 18 years and above, till she or he proves ngokubonisa islip esibonisa ukubana ukhona ku voter roll, usekhona ku voter roll. Ubaba wendlu ingubo kazithole aze abonise ukubana is registered voter and appear on the voter roll. I-delimitation iyafingelela njengama-7 ngenxa yokuthi njengabomama you are harboring non-responsible citizen who don't appear on the voter roll. Ilota ulinika inotice nxa lingekho ku-voter roll lingakho registered. Or liye register simple, li appear on the voter roll. Awubonise and prove to you ukuthi is registered and appear on the voter roll. Let's put this campaign, womama. Imathebeleleni nxa irejiswa ama-constituencies kuzenza ukubana ama-communities ethu abuyele emuva kwezomnotho nakwezinye izinto eziningi. In short, i-lifestyle weight will be reduced simply because thina njengabomama we are harboring non-responsible citizens in our homes. Let's make sure that everyone osezindlini zethu, umalume, ugogo, umntwana, umza wakho, wonke should appear on the voter roll. Let's push this campaign and let's share this video and make sure that everyone within our cycles, our
yebo ke lo nkosikazi Khora Ndebele olwela ilungelo loluntu umhlali wakobulawayo, a very powerful message there, marvelous, where she's encouraging she has a voter registration campaign where she's encouraging the women to make sure everyone in their households is registered. If the husband is not registered, she's saying withdraw conjugal rights, but she's saying those are the extreme measures if all fails. If your tenant is not registered, give a notice that no, you vacate this home unless you bring your slip. She says if your sons, they are always loitering around because they are not employed and they are not registered, don't dish out the food for them and your daughters until they bring the slip that they have registered. And she's saying that, why? Because they have to be responsible citizens. There's most constituencies in Bulawayo, Machabeleland are in danger of delimitation. So the moment they reduce those, that means reduced lifestyle for citizens. So saying, why are you contributing to being an irresponsible citizen? Just go and vote so that all our lives will be better. Your life, you are affecting my life by not registering to vote. That's her message.
Aiwa, apo tukunzwa itu kuva kune mnyari kani wedu vangavari kutawara iwo kunisoro kukosha kwa kaita kunyoreza kuvota. Nasi pachirongwa chedu chema dimai nemiswe china kutai tukutarisa ajunu shakati one day. Sange tukutarisa ajunu kutika mjuporo tukutarisa shakari nyaya ye mabai elections kana nyaya ye kukosha kwa kaita kuti nyaya madimai kawanike iwo bachinyoreza kuvota. Saka tange tine vamwe vanyarikani vedu vachange vari pano vachitaura nesu vachitiudzawo pfungwa dzavo panyaya yekunyoresa kuvhota uku uyezve nyaya yemabai elections. Tinoona kuti mapato akasiyana siyana takavaona vachiwanikwa ivo vachiita yavanga vari kuti malaunch emabai elections avachange iriko muna March 26 takaona ZANU-PF vari ivo kuepwet uyezve mutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa vakawanikwa vachienda ikoko. Uko vakanosvikowana vachitaura nevatsigiri vavo vachivakurudzira kuti vawanikwe vachienda kunonyoresa kuvhota. Tikaona zvakare kuti pane vakawandawo vekune mamwe mapato takaona vaDouglas Monzora veMDC Alliance vachitaurawo ivo zvakare kuti vakange vawanikwa vachilauncha kampeini yavo kuHighfields yekuti vanhu vanyorese kuvhota. Uyezve tikaona kuti nemusi wesvondo iwo uno bato reCCC Citizens Coalition for Zimbabwe richawanikwawo richiwanikwa richiitawo musangano wavo mukuru kugwanzira stadium uko vari kuti zvakare ivo vari kudawo kuti vanhu vanyorese kuvhota. Regaitimboona zvanga zviri kuitika apo takaona veZANU-PF vachiwanikwa ivo vachiita musangano wavo wekunyoresa kuvhota kuepwe. reporter that telephones one phone hour since we did that is not yes, but she went well. Eva Chitam Sanganwago could equate Uko Vakanga Varkuchanga would be Kiro, Arima by elections, as I want for Iwo, Achuya, Mwezi Unotera. I see Siri Papo Panyo, you finish a carry a video, the MDC Alliance, as it's Sanga Tiso Unza, Ne Urukuri at Taka Navo. I see it's Namiaritan with Yok Sanga Pan, the gates that Tava Unza, Timbons, wow, it's Iwo, Varkona station, Pizza Munika. Panyaya, Yema by elections, Uyeshe Panyaya, Yakutimai, Bawanikio, Eva Chipinda, Munisangano, EOE, the gate on the Tivaka Gazi Rayri. Hello, Tafadzwa. Hello.
Hello, Magade, you sis Mazi.
I want to know what it is, Sanamuro, Sarin, Uyeshe, Panapanas, Makami, Rachitino, Notimunoka, it's a wonder. I saw Rayni.
My tabasa, I ended on the tapas of Martinique and I can figure yellow guts coming on with the tea. Yellow Mazono to come with yellow to go like the tea. In an engine on the tapas of Martinique and did the chair lady, Wekuno Kuku, Washington, D.C. branch.
Sakatu, they could see images, a movie, a movie, the penny of the years of the tea, Mazmai, the Ramu, Anyatun, Wapanya, Yama by election machine.
My tap is also true could zira munuese kuti anu register of voter. Satru kurudzira wana wichidiki, madzimai ni madzibaba, shanga shitaura na wuzirgwa zvangu, but true kurudzira kuti munuese akwanise ku exercise right yake, inowa iyo right yedu irimu constitution, yekuti uvote. Tunoti kuvota chinhu chakanaka. Nokuti chinhu chinouya chinopa punduso muzvinhu zvinoitika munyika noupenyu. Saka tiri kuti munhu wese ngaawanikwe achikurudzira. Isusu tiri kukurudzira, tiri kufonera hama dzedu, tiri kufonera shamwari dzedu, tiri kuvabatsira tichitsvaya kunzwisisa kuti zvii zviri kuitika kuti zviri kunetsa kuti vanhu vasakwanise kuregista kuvhota. Right now, tinozva kuti vhiki ine zvakawanda zvakaburiswa zvine maissues ne the voters roll. Saka zvinhu zviri kutarisirwa izvozvo zvikunzi kuti tinzwisise so that patinoita maelections edu muna 2023 tinokwanisa kuva nema free and fair elections.
Muri ipapo zvinhu zvamuri kunzwa kubva kune vamunotaura navo kumusha zviri kunyanyonetsa nyanya takatarisa madzimai pakuti vaende kunonyorisa kuvhota.
Chiri kunyanya kunetsa madzimai nevechidiki inyaya yemaIDs yekuti vana varikuda kuregista asi havana maIDs. Saka tiri kutanga tichikumbira kuti nyaya iyoyo iongororwe pese panenge pane registration office or place, vanhu vemaID office yemaID inge ivepo kunyanya kumaruva kumamisho. Vanhu zvino kuti munhu aende kunoregista kunotora ID kuHarare ngavazviite kuti zvive zvinhu zvinyore. Saka takanga tichikumbira kuti zvonichi this zviitwe looked into kuti vanhu vakwanise kuregista. Ndiyo nyaya iri kunyanyonetsa madzimai yekuti zvonichi kuti mwana awane ID zviri kunetsa, kuti muroora aone ID zvinhu zviri kunetsa. Saka vari kuti varikuda kuti rubatsiro kuti nyaya iyoyo yemaid itarisirwe. And madzimai ari also concerned nenyaya yekurohwa kuri kuitwa vanhu. Nezuro kwakabuda nyaya yakaitwa kumashonaland, yakaitwa I think in kuHarare kumashonaland east, if I'm not mistaken. I have to verify my details. But pane varume vakarova nepamusoro pekuti vanga vakapfeka kala yakafanana yangu neyangu yandakapfeka izvezvi yellow. Saka vari kutyira mhuri dzavo, vari kutyira vana vavo, vari kutyira varume vavo, ivo vari kutyirawo upenyu hwavo kuti munhu zveshuwa shuwa ungarove here pamusana nekuti unosapota bato rakadai, nekuti pamusana pekuti hausapoti ZANU-PF. Zvinhu zvinofanira zvichikurudzirwa munyika kuti munhu unofanira kufamba wakapfeka chaunoda usingarove, nekuti pamusana peizvozvo
Maybe you can just tell us in English, what is your role? You are a young woman yourself. How are you encouraging other people to register to vote from here in the United States?
Absolutely. Thank you very much. So one of the things that we look at as a branch, there are various ways we help to participate in this electoral system. At the moment, we do what we call phone banking. Phone banking is when we call our friends and families who are in Zimbabwe and ask them, could they have they registered to vote? Are there any issues? So we document those issues. We remind them. We assist them in making sure that they are able to go to make in getting either their documents or in ensuring that they are able to go and register to vote. Zvakawanda wanda zviri kuita face hanzvadzi dzedu dzekuZimbabwe. Vakawanda havasi kushanda, vakawanda havana access to the important basic things. Saka izvozvo zvinoti isusu kuti tikwanise kuratidza kukuku kuasesa kuti chii chiri kunyatsoitika kuti mwana wemuZimbabwe atadze kuriritira mhuri yake. Saka zvinhu izvozvo zvatinge tichipusha kuti vanhu vanzwisise kuti pamuri ipapa hapasi kuita nepamusoro pekuti ZANU-PF iri kutadza kuita kuti nyika ive munhu yekuti munhu wese ashanduke. Saka tinoti kuti ushanduke wakufanira kutoti uregister to vote, uvote kuti mangwana ukwanise kuchengeta mhuri yako. Saka ndizvo zvatiri kutarisira kuti that we assist. We also assist, obviously, like I was, as I mentioned before, we've had stories of people being kidnapped, being beaten up, being tortured, simply because of their political party affiliates. And recently, we have a big star rally coming up on this weekend, and we've seen that the police clearance has certain restrictions that they do not give to the ruling party or party Yamwanzora.
So what are, yeah. What are, if I may just chime in, what are some of those restrictions that your party has been asked to adhere to? And Fry, you can chime in on this one.
So some of the things that I read was the issue like nyaya kuti vanhu vari kurambidzwa kuti vanotakurwa nemabhazi. Asisi takaona kuti zvino chipakaitika rally yekuzanupiefu mabhazi angakatowanda. Achitakura vanhu. Saka izvozvo zvinhu zvekuti unonyatsowanda kuti varuda kunyatsoti zvifambise. Noti kana vari vanhu vari confident, if they are confident in their ability to retain the electoral voter, then they should not be afraid of having anyone campaign. Vari kuramba kuti they chishandise our own slogans kuti vanhu vaimbe, kuti vanhu vapfeke hembe dzine party yavo. So that those things, you know, as you know, Pavagata Marales, they did not have those restrictions. So we're looking at fairness. Is ZEC documenting these things? What is it saying when it sees things? So when you see an institution like ZEC being quiet, when it clearly sees that laws are being unfairly distributed according to party lines, when they are in institution that's supposed to be when we not biased, you wonder what exactly are they standing for and what exactly is their mandate.
So I think you can chime in before I drop Safad and bring in your guest issues around.
Yes, that's a very interesting observation there. But here in the diaspora, how can you say, what's your impact back home? How do you contribute to the developments happening now in Zimbabwe?
Thank you very much. So like I said, I'm a Zimbabwean. So just by that mere fact, Yeguti, I'm a Zimbabwean, there's certain rights that I have. Number one, I need to be able to vote. I need to be allowed to be voting as a diaspora because I am a Zimbabwean. And what impact am I doing? Being able to communicate with family and friends, letting them know that this is their right, and it's a right that's enabled in the Constitution. You should not be afraid to exercise your right. You should not be afraid to wear what your political party is a symbol of, what their brand is. So those are the things that we discuss. As you all know, like I said, right now we have people that we've beaten because of wearing their party brand. So why would an organization want to execute, want to beat people because of those things? So I think those things, the fact that we are able to communicate and understand those issues and highlight those issues, Nehamadelu, is very important. And also highlighting the irregularities which in the ZEC voters' role, the issues and the its lack of accountability on some of these things.
Yes, and here in Washington, do you get to meet, are there a lot of Zimbabweans here whom you talk to and work with, or you also collaborate with some from other states?
Absolutely. So we don't live in a vacuum. So I'm part of the Zimbabwean community, and there are so many people that I live and work with. People, I've been here for a while. So we do interact, we do talk, we meet at various functions. I know Marvelous, I've seen her at different functions. I go to attend. We also collaborate as a branch here in North America. We are not just working in isolation. North America itself has many branches. So you have Texas. If you live in Texas, you can join the Texas branch. If you live in Georgia, if you live in Ohio, each state has its own branch of the CCC brand. So you have a network where you can be able to align with values that you feel are important to you.
Okay, that's very interesting. And what do you get from the people? Are the hopes high that the voter registration or the voting process will bring changes to the Zimbabwe?
What is concerning right now is the fact that ZEC has lost its credibility in a lot of people. People don't have confidence in it. We have had reports that show so many irregularities in the voters' roll. We have seen how it is mute on issues that are happening at the moment that will have an impact on election day. The fact that we can have members who are beaten and it does not address or call out those issues shows when it is an institution that is supposed to be keeping track of these human rights violations is also a concern that we have. Because when it comes on election day and people have questions on the credibility of the results, it is because of these things that are happening now as we get to prepare for the elections. So that is why we are calling up on ZEC, that it be a credible institution where when it finally calls out those results, people have faith and confidence in the way they have acted and done its mandate.
Okay, very interesting there. And Mava, our other guest, will end up calling her because she's saying it says enable camera and it's not allowing her to come in. Right, so that means we'll have Cora Ndebele on the phone. I hope she will pick up now because she says she's fine on the phone. Otherwise, it would have been interesting to have her also on video. But let's just wait. She's there waiting for us. Yebo, iyasizwa ingani volume yakho iphansi. Ungazama ukuyikhweza iye phezulu. Oh, mana lami ngifake kuspeaker. Hayi, lami bengafakanga kuspeaker. Khuluma njalo. Uthi ngizwa ukuthi ngiyakuzwa. Oh, hayi, ngiyaxolisa ngeyami eliphansi. Khuluma njalo sizwe uzintroduce ukuthi ibizombani.
Igama ngikhora ndenile.
Sizwakala. Ye, ungaqhubeka.
Ngiyabonga. Igama ngikhora ndebele. Umhlali isizalwane lomhlali wakubulawayo.
Yes, ke sadlala uma bona kude wakho impiko wakho mfitshane lapha ukhuluma ngokuthi abantu beregiste ukuvota lapha ezindlini. Ngakho sesizwile obekukuvideo. Esesingakubuza khona kathesi ukuthi uqhubeka njani umkhankaso wakho kulula yini ukukhuluma nabantu ungene ezindlini
umkhankaso siyaqhubeka ngawo ngifuqa kakhulu lapha ku social media abanye bafonela ngizokubafonela abanye izakhamizi eseduzane impila nazo ngizibondelela ngikhuluma lazo ngamunye ikakhulu omama ngike bakhuthaza kakhulu ukuthi asifuqeni lo mkhankaso komama kube yithi esibona ukuthi iy'moli zethu zonke abahlali bethu bonke ezindlini zethu babe-registered
yebo-ke kodwa kahle kahle uqhuba njani uyaqoqoda ezindlini kumbe ukhuluma labantu ohlangana labo emgwaqweni
ngiyaqoqoda ezindlini kulabo engisondelane labo kose kusithi laba abanye kuhlangana labo emgwaqweni umuntu singavuye sithole ithuba lokuxoxa sengitshela ngalo-ke ikhampeni
kodwa yamukelwa njani sikhuluma kanje ungasichazisela ukuthi kwini oselikwenzile abantu bathini balitshelani kule ngxaki kuhamba njani
abantu batsho ukubana umkhankaso bayawuzwa njalo abazama kakhulu ukubana bakhuthaze izimbuli zabo bazifuqe nezimbuli zabo ukuthi ziyerejista ekuvoteni kodwa bantu uhlupho abahlangana lalo ikakhulu ngabatsha abatsha abavele batsho ukubana abasiboni isidingo sokubana bavote kumbe babe-rejista ngokuba bona babona ukubana uhlupho lolo esilalo ezweni lakithi ezimbabwe akula mihlupho kade abadala bevota sukusela ngo-1980 kuze kufike namhlanje sebeluze ihope ekuvoteni so kunzima kabi ukukhuthaza abatsha kodwa ngalokhu-ke siyakhuthazana njengabazali ukubana abantwana okunye kakusadinga ukubana abe ne-reasini yokubana arejiste sokufuze nje wona njengomzali ube fair kuthi umbonise ukubana ukuze ngiqhubeke nginawe lapha ekhaya sithisa naye ukuthi umekushiwa ukubana ube registered
uke wakhuluma njalo ngothe wena ngesingisi ngama-extreme measures ukuthi nxa konke sokwehlule kuyini okwenziwa ngabesifazane
ngithi lokubana kubomama ikakhulu yithi esifuqa lo mkhankaso i-household leyo ngasokwehlule kubomama ngithi asithatheni ama-extreme measures awokuthi kathi siqala sisakhuthazana sisazame ukubonisana sincengane kodwa manxa sokhe sithola i-negative response ezindlini sokuze sithethe ama-extreme measures la okuthi manxa ungumama xa engubaba esala ukurejister kungangcono ubaba umncishe icansi ungamnikhi ingubo umbonise ukubana into le ofuna iyenze ukufuze ayenze ukuze la ube lenjabulo ekhaya ube lenjabulo emzini wakho ngalokhu yeza kuqhubeka ukumnikeza ucansi unenjabulo yena ubaba engekho registered ngalokhu ye umama kathathe lawa ama-measures ukuthi uyatshela umyeni wakho ukubana nxa ungekho registered baba ucansi kawuwutholi ingubo kawuzitholi ukuze ubaba aze ayerejista kwakungabantwana umzali abantu abesizazi ukuthi abaningi abafika 8 days kuleka abasebenzi abaqhatshwanga bathone emabrijini iningi labo kube bazama nje ukuziphilisa phandle bazika bakhona ukubana bazinakekile ngokuba akunamsebenzi lapha ekhaya elapha ezimbabwe so sithinde abomama bekushiwa ukuthi cause ike sibone ukubana umntwana udlile ugqokile so asikwenzeni kube nzima emntaneni ukubana mebathole ukudla lapha ekhaya uvele uthi no dinner for you today because you're not registered I can't continue ngifida mntanami wena ungekho responsible cause esifuna ukubabonisa khona abantwana ukuthi be responsible cause ukuze angatholi leyo msebenzi ufice ukuthi kushota ivoti lakhe liyadingakala umuresijesta kho kuyadingakala uze kutshintshe i-community kutshintshe isizwe sonke njijikele so siyakhuthaza umama ukubana sithane those extreme measures if worst comes to worst take those extreme measures kubabaka no-sex endlini akubaba azeyirejista azakubonisele isiklipe sokosiwaba serejistad ikuthi umama laye amjabulele ecansini abantwana ukudla soze kuthole umntwana no-dinner for you uzewubonisa ukubana urejista ivi no-breakfast ukuze umntwana abone ukubana umama ufuna into loyini njengomama basingabe thathe lawa ama-extreme measures I know ukuthi kuzaba lezelo thola lezi-2-3 voters with our homes
yes ungasitshela ukuthi kambe lokhu kuyenzeka yini akusoze kuhele yini kwabesifazane ukuthi umntwana lokhu ungamphakeli lokhu engadliwe uba kuyenza kuphethe ngani lecansini lapho kuyaphetha ngani nxa bengalaleli
hayi indlala ibuhlungu athatha lawo mameja indlala ibuhlungu kambe sengaze ngitshone ngendlala ilanga amabili amathathu ngokuba ngiyitshela nje kudobha isithupha sami ye lapho ukurejista khona ziyo rejista into engitholi isifo ngitole umngane wami wokudla endlini kudlala ubuhlungu umntwana ngavele uwenze kanye uwenze kanye njengomama ngiyakhona uba sokha kwakhona umntwana uyakuyerejista wavuthi ngisekeyavuthi nedobhiti angiyabelele ngendlala
If you can explain to us what your campaign, the registered voter campaign, is all about, and how, why is it being spearheaded by women?
Okay, the registered voter campaign is a campaign that I started as a woman, encouraging other women to join, other women to join me in this campaign. Our aim is to make sure that at household level there is no tolerance to non-registered voters, because I observed with concern that the political parties and the civil society have tried its best to encourage people to go and register. But still, we find that the number of people that are registering and turning up to register is still low. Hence, for this campaign is women to encourage each and every female member at household level to take this campaign seriously and make sure that there is no tolerance to non-registered voters in our homes. For every individual who is 18 years and above, who should be a responsible citizen and make sure that he or she register.
Yes, and who in particular are these who should be targeted in the home?
We should target our own children, our own family members, these include children, our spouses, our husbands, our tenants, all who are residing at your residence or at your residence should all register.
Yes, tell us about the extreme measures. You said if all doesn't work out, women can resort to extreme measures.
Yes, the extreme measures that I'm talking about is like if you're a woman, you have children, those who are 18 years and above, if you've tried all ways and means of explaining to them the importance of being a registered voter, and the response is still negative, then we have to take these extreme measures. For your children who are 18 years and above, let's not give them food. Let's say there's no dinner for you today.
Yes, and how practical is that? Do you think it can be carried on for a long time that the children say they are not eating at home, or the husband, there is withdrawal of conjugal rights, and how exactly is this practical? And so far, what have people said about it during your campaign?
Okay, I think this is practical, because I know very well that no one can go for a day or two. For our children, I know they won't go a day or two without food. So if you don't give them food for one night, I know that the following morning, they'll make sure that they wake up in the morning, carry their IDs and go and register. Simple as that. Then for our husbands, again, you know, they can't stay away from, we can't deny them their conjugal rights for long. I know if they just stay away from it for a day or two, they'll make sure that they register. But at the end of the day, they want to make us women, their wives, their loved ones, and just comply and register.
Okay, very interesting words then, Marvelous, from our guest, Coran Jebele, a human rights activist and a resident in Bulawayo, with a registered voter campaign. Over to you. Yes, stay on the line, Mrs. Ndebele, we're coming back to you.
Thank you so much for Tangatukun's way to Kubak Namai, Coran Jebele, Vartora, Ivok Vanechirongwa, Chavarku Kuru Dravan, which landed in Nureka Kupota, to pass Chirongwa Chavichi. Varukuruzira vanhu kuti kana muine maroja asina kuregistra kuvhota aiwa ngavadzinge vari kuti iwo zvakare vana baba ngavanyime bombe hanzi vana kana vasina kuregistra chikafu ngachiite chishoma nekuti vari kuti ivo vanhu vakasaregistra ndo zvinozoita kuti mangwana zvinhu zvisawanike zvichisanduka munyika saka ndokutaurawo kwavari kuita nemaonero avo asi tiri panyaya yemacampaigns anga ari kuitwaya regaitimbonzwa sevanhu vanga vachinzwawo zvekutaurwa nakisitafadzwa matinenda vari pano vakamirira bato recc regaitiende timbonzwa nekutaurwawo nevamwe vachange vakamirira bato rezano pf kuepwet kuti vari kuti ivo zvii zvavachaunza munzvimbo iyoyi yeepwet
To work with the party and to ensure a landslide victory come 26 March and also 2023. We're at the nomination court. Everything is going above board. We've submitted our documents. We'll come back in the afternoon to get our results. Well, actually, to get your name announced. So, but I think everything has gone smoothly as possible. We can't wait to leave this place. We want to hit the ground running. We want to deliver the promises that we gave to the people as we were campaigning. So I'm really excited and grateful to the people of Epwe for the support. I'm grateful to the president for his policy saying we want everyone on board to vote for them. Thank you very much.
Apo tiri kunzwa mudzimai achange akamirira bato rezano pf kunzvimbo yeepo vachitaurawo pfungwa dzavo kuti ivo zvii zvavari kufungidzira kuti vachaunza kubato ravo rezano pf regaitinzwe zvakare kubva kuna vamwe vachange vakamirirawo bato reccc munzvimbo yekwekwe muzvare tobayiwa vachitaurawo nesu kuti zvii zvavari kutarisira ivo kuti vachaunza kunzvimbo iyi zvaine mufaro pano pachirongwa chedu muzvare judi tobayiwa zviri pamwoyo penyu ndezvipi semumwe achange akamirira sangano reCCC mukwekwe central
zviri pamwoyo pangu ndezvekuti tinochisandura mutemo nezviri kuitika mararamiro atiri kuita muno mukwekwe central
zvinhinga mupinyi zvamuri kuona zviri kusangana nevanhu imomo ndezvipi
zvimwe zvacho ndeizvizvozvi zviri kutoitika zvamunoona sisi tichitaura kudai magetsi aende handizivi kuti chikonzero chaita kuti magetsi aende chii ndozvimwe zvezvimwe zvinhu zvatinenge chida kunotarisa mukatarisa mukwekwe izvezvi hatina mvura tinotorarama nemvura yekunaya magetsi aenda saka izvezvi hatizivi kuti torarama nei saka chimwe chechunhu chatinoda kunochinja kupariamendi kana ndazopinda ini muzvare jiitobayo ndinoda kunonzwisisa kumakurukota edu kuti chinomboita kuti magetsi aende chii nokuti isusu taimbofunga kuti kana tikange takuita zvekujusa magetsi haachaendi zvino iko zvinezvi tiri kungojusa magetsi ari kuenda mvura chaichai taifunga tikaisirwa mamita yekuti tijuse mvura haiende but mvura iko zvino mukwekwe tatisina kana dambudziko rekuti mvura inoenda but iko zvinezvi mvura yakutoenderera nemagetsi takutoverenga kuti kana magetsi akaenda nhasi tobatawo kuti magetsi adii aenda saka takuverenga kuti mvura yakuenda in the next 2 days vana havasichaendi kana kuchikoro hatichazivi kuti ndo korona here korona yakarova kunyange nematicha here korona yakarova kunyange nekunodzidzira vana vedu zvakutishungurudza isusu muno muguta rekwekwe nekuda kwekuti muno muguta rekwekwe kunoitwa zvemaini vana vazhinji vasingachaendi kuchikoro vakumhanyidzana kuenda kumakomba kunochera zvinova izvo rava dambudziko rakutiwandira kuti magetsi hatina mvura hatina vana vachaendi kuchikoro zvese zvakutiwandira torarama sei munzvimbo yekwekwe
tombotarisa pamataura panyaya yekorona yakamira sei imomo mukwekwe
muno mukwekwe mastatistics ekorona tinangoienze but chinotishamisa ndechekuti marali anoitwa zvikoro zvakavharwa zvinoreva here kuti vanoenda kumarali havarohwi nekorona asi vana vechikoro vari kunzi havaende kuchikoro muno mukwekwe kana tine vana vakambobatwa nekorona kuzvikoro i1 or 2% yevana vakabatwa nezvikoro nekorona kuzvikoro asi kumarali hapana anobatwa nekorona inongobata kuvana chete vari vachienda kuchikoro zvinova izvo zviri kutibata sevagari vemukwekwe sevagari vevana vemuzimbabwe again noti kwekwe chete zviriku bata nyika yese asi mukwekwe chinoenye chirwadza ndechekuti mune nhau yezvekukorokoza vana vese vakutizira kuenda kunokorokoza uyezve mune nhau yemutoriro iri kusvitwa nevana nekuda kwefodya mbanje zvese zvakuitika muno vana they are now uncontrollable hachakwanisi kukontrola vana nekuda kwezvese izvozvo saka chikumbiro changu ndechekunoti kana hurumende ingatiwanirawo zvimwe zviri nazvo kuti vana vedu vadzokere kuzvikoro vatipe protection yekuti vana vakwanisa kudzokera kuchikoro kana vachikwanisa kupa protection yevanhu vanoenda kumarani ngavachipewo protection kune vana vedu vaende kuzvikoro
aiwa tinotenda
thank you so much
asi tisati taenda chitaurai zvakare muuye uchizive kuti vanhu vanovhotera papi semunhu ari kutsvaga urutsigiro kwamuri iko
muno mukwekwe tine macenters atinawo one izvezvi kune chirongwa chekurejista kuvhota chiri kutenderera nharaunda yese yepeku muzuva ranhasi nezuva rakapfuura rane zuro vanga vari mumasasa vari pamusha wezayoja church ndopanga pachirejestirwa kuvhota kwoitazve mangwana acho vanenge vari kuward 6 vachatenderera mawards ose vachirejista kuvhota uyezve kanazve takuenda kunovhota tichange tine masenders edu kwatinovhotera mukwekwe tine masenders 36 ekuvhotera so masenders iwayo ndo atange tichienda tichinovhota isusu bato rangu randinobva rinonzi triple c citizen coalition for change kuti zvinhu zvose zvishanduke magets ari kuenda mvura iri kushanduka zvese izvi tikwanise kuzvichinja hande tinovhotera muzvare Judy Tobaiwa patriple c inotungamirwa naadvocate Nelson Chamisa citizen coalition for change
aiwa tinotenda aiwa apo tanga tiri kunzwa hurukuro yakakaita isu namuzvare Judy Tobaiwa necitizens coalition for change vachitaura ivo kuti vari kusangana nezvimhingamupinyi zvakati wandei semudzimai asi regai timbonzwa zvakare vadouglas Munzura vanga vaine launchwo yavo yemdc alliance sevanhu vanotema vasina kwavakarerekera kuti vanga vari kuti chii pamusoro peurongwa hwebato ravo
The signing of the unity accord ended the bloodletting in Machiavellian and the signing of the global political agreement ended the bloodletting that took place in 2008 so it stands to reason that we must put dialogue at the forefront of our political objectives and the political strategy. Sorry.
In this case, what kind of reforms are you looking forward to?
We are looking at both social, political and economic reforms. On the economic reforms, we want to remove the dual and enclave nature of our economy. You will see that our economy Zimbabwe has got two economies. There is the economy of big business inherited from colonialism and so on, and the economy for the common man. So there is a dual interest. We want to bridge that gap because it is a colonial legacy. We want equal access to national resources. We want equal access to opportunity. On the political front, we want reforms to remove the polarization in our society. We want electoral reforms, especially the diaspora vote. So there are a number of reforms that we are going to have. And we have a document as the NCT which spells out these reforms in the interior. It has held before, it has worked before. I remember in 2008, in 2009, up to 2018, we were negotiating the constitution. And how we resolved certain of the issues in the constitution was the via dialogue. So it has worked before. The ending of the hostilities was dealt with through JOMIC, and that was dialogue. Gone are the days where Zimbabweans must live in polarization. We want Zimbabweans to appreciate that it is all right to belong to different political parties. It mustn't be a matter of life and death. Today we are very happy. Some of you have had their meeting. We are having our meeting and there is relative peace. That's what we want. We were appalled yesterday during our car rally when one of the political parties tried to disturb that. And we didn't retaliate because they were trying to engage us to arrest the bottom, and we are not going to do that. But we want Zimbabweans to be free to pursue whatever political agenda they have.
Speaking of dialogue, given the opportunity, would you form a unity government with Zimbabwe?
I am unable to tell what the result of the dialogue will be, what the outcome of the dialogue will be.
Aiwa apo tirikunzwaisu kubva kuna vaDouglas Monzora vanga vari kutaura ivo pane musangano wavakaitawo nebatsi ravo reNDC ravanga vachitaurawo kuti ivo vari kuda kutipa wanipo ipo pane mhaurirano nezvimwe zvakadaro tichitarisa zvakare kuti tichimbotarisa zvanga zviri kutaurwa nebato reCCC pamusangano wavo wavakaita nezuro vachitaurawo maonero avo nemamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika.
The development in the entire party politics of our country in relation to the electoral process, the by-election, as it was declared for the 26th of March 2022. So we deployed a team of experts as an alternative to look into the following issues. Number one, we looked into the voters' roll. You know that the voters' roll is an area of contestation. We highlight this in our reform agenda as an alternative that there are seven critical issues that we made the world aware of, that we think are critical if we are to hold free, fair, and credible elections.
Aiva apo tirikunzwa kubva kubato reCCC vachitaurawo pfungwa dzavo pamamiriro akaita zvinhu munyaya yevoter registration nezvimwe panyaya dzemaelections nezvimwe nekuti tauda kusvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu regai tiunze sisa you can go ahead.
Yebo ke lapho ke sizwe umkhokheli webandla ke ele MDC Alliance lele MDCT umnomzana Dakas Monzora ke ube khuluma ngomkhankaso wabo kwathi ke ele CCC umnomzana Gift sizivala bakhuluma ngokunye sezwa nje kunenginengi siyabonika sesisobe isikhathi sokukhankasela ukhetho ngakho kuningi ke abantu abakukhulumayo nabakubonayo nezimbangazwe ezikhona kodwa thina lapha ke sikhethe udaba umkhankaso wokuthi abantu bebhalisele ukuvota ngoba kulo hlelo lo lokuthiwa i-delimitation exercise olunciphisa indawo abantu abalazo nxa inani lababhalisileyo liphansi yikho esixoxa ngakho lapha nonkosikazi Cora Ndebele olwela ilungelo loluntu umhlali wakobulawayo sichasile ukuthi bakhuthaza njani abantu bezigabeni zemandebeleni ukuthi besukumele phezulu bavote. Sesilayo njalo ecingweni unkosikazi Ndebele. Ye, ungasitshela ukuthi ekubhaliseni lapho abanye bebekhala ngokuthi kule ngxaki abalazithupha, abalancwadi zokuzalwa, abalalokhu nalokhuya. Libacebisa lithi
baningi abantu abakhalayo ngokuthi abalazingwalo ezifanele ukubona beyirejista. Izingwalo ezifana labo-proof of residence, i-birth certificate kumbe isithupha. So kulaba abangala i-proof of residence yaba assista kulamaloya ngamanye esebenzisana nawo ahlezi nje eseduzane kulama-commissioner sesesibasangola proof of residence yakwenzeka i-administrative proof of residence to register. Namuhla sokuzobala la abangala ama-data siyakhuthaza ukuthi behambe komsitheli baye make sure ukuthi bayathola lawo ma-data certificate ezithupha noba nje bekhala ngokuthi amalayini angikhona kunzima ngoba esithupheni abantu bakhona baningi kakhulu ngoba siyabona ukuthi kwaba lohlelo uhlupho lwe-COVID olenza ukubona bezithupha babebeme ukuthatha ngaleyo ndlela abantu abaningi especially abantwana abafikise 18 years bafisa ukurejista but abanazithupha ngalokhu siyabakhuthaza bona bahambe endaweni bafinyele endaweni eziseduzane labo makubulayaakusitheni nabe-chatbot bethatha lezo zithupha ngale besilokhu esizama ukukhulumisana nabo abaziki ukuthi manxa laba kuhamba lolu hlelo luhamba lokuthi abantu barejiste elusondeni olufinyelela ngezigaba yezigaba eduzane nabantu ukuze abantu barejiste umqathi mhlaka-3 namhlaka-28 besizama ukubakhuthaza nokuba ubonisana nabo ukuthi kuqakathekile ukuthi xa kuhamba kulaba abarejistisayo kube lalaba laba abayisithupha ukuze umntwana ongalasithupha ole-8 years ahle thathe isithupha eqedela ka-1 year lo kuyenza ubana umsebenzi lo kube lula njalo kuyayenza ukuthi abantu abaningi barejiste kalula bengathi lobunzima bokukhona sibili obezithupha labangabheda.
Ye selike laxoxisana yini le nhlanganiso ye-ZEC kumbe ihofisi kamshitheli ngalolo daba?
Sibaxoxisana nabe-ZEC sibabonisa kubana ukuze le i-program le ibe efficient dale iphumelele kalula ukuthi manje asambe hamba kwa kube nabe abesithukile abe khona ukuze ose ukuthi isithupa afika accurate ngizobona abantu ukuthi kuze khala bethu abantu ay turn out abantu abakuya bezolidista ibuchwana nesonto abaningi bayathela ukuthi bangaba ukuthi basile ngoba bengalazi isithupa kuzokuthatha yikho sakusala ukuthi kabalayo le office yabe isithethi yabe isithukile ukuthi kube le sithulo sabantu abathatha isithupa kube le sithulo sabantu abarejistayo.
Okay, we are coming to the end of our show. What's your last word? Kuyezwakala, sibongile ume khona phecingweni sinike omunye ithuba lokuvalelisa.
Aiwa, tinotenda chaizvapo ngatikunzwa vari kutaura amai Cora Ndebele vachitaurawo ivo panyaya yekukosha kwakaita kuti vanhu vanyorese kuvhota. Tichipedza naTafadzwa Matinenga webato reCCC motitaurawo imi mazvenyu ekupedzisira kuti zvii zvamungada kuti vanhu vazive pamusoro pemusangano wenyu wamuchange muinawo nemusi weshumba.
Isusu chukurama chiu kuchikurudzira kuti vanhu ngavaende neuwandu hwavo vaende vanonzwa kuti mukuru wedu wepati wapresentamisa vanenge vachitaura kuzvakadii uye kuti vasimudzire musangano wavo. Saka ndinirungu kukurudzira kuzvinichi vanhu vaende neuwandu hwavo ende ndiri kufara chaizvo nezvangazvitaura nasisi wangu Sisi Ndebele zvari kuratidza kuzvinichi vadzimai vari kushungurudzwa. Kana wakona mudzimai akutaura zvaari kutaura so zvinoreva kuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka. Saka vanhu ngatiitei zviite kuti upenyu hwedu nezvinhu zvemumba medu zvishanduke ende kuti zvinhu zvishanduke munhu uri kufanira kurejista kuvhota. I think wataura mazwi akasimba kwazvo kuti kana wakuona wakunzi zvonichi hauchakwanisi kupa murume wako bota nenyaya yekurejista kuvhota. Zvinhu zvacho ipaka mumba. Saka tikutaura kuzvonichi vanhu vari kunzwisisa ende madzimai ndo vanhu vari kushungurudzwa nekuti chinhu chakaoma kuti uzoona kuti wakuomesera murume wako.
Aiwa tatiri zvapo regaitibva tatoti tiritendai chaizvo muzvare Tafadzwa Matinenga kunge manga muinesu tozosangana nemi zvakare munguva inotevera. Muve nezuva rakanaka. We've come to the end of our program, so maybe we can just thank our guests before we round up.
Yes, Mava, sibonge njalo lo nkosikazi Cora Ndebele olwela ilungelo loluntu, umhlali wakoBulawayo, ngohlelo lakho, obesichasela ngohlelo lakho luthi be a registered voter campaign olivalelisayo. Yimi uSithandekile Mhlanga, ngisithi sidibaneni njalo uhlelo olufanayo ngolwesine ngeviki ezayo.
Ine ndini Marvelous Mhlanga uye ndiri muWashington ndichiti muve nezuva rakanaka.